Intro. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll build a whiny old school drum and bass breakbeat, perform automation in session view, and record that performance into arrangement view so your automation becomes part of the timeline for precise editing. We'll use only Live stock devices, Wavedable, auto filter, resonators or frequency shifter, saturator and EQ, and concentrate on tight break editing, a mapped whine rack, clip-based performance lanes, and a clean session arrangement workflow. Lesson overview. Start a new live set at 172 to 176 BPM. Import an ambient style break onto an audio track named Break Main. Warp the clip in transient mode and set the loop to 1 or 2 bars depending on your pattern. From there you'll slice the break to simpler as a ME instrument, process it for punch and groove, build a whine instrument rack, create 3 session clip variations for performance, map key parameters to macros, practice your live pass with automation arm enabled, and record the pass into arrangement view for fine edits. A. Tightening the break first. Make the break hit tight and punchy. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, using transient slicing into simpler. You now have a velocity-responsive break on a MIDI track. Add drum bus and glue compressor to taste. Push drum bus drive a little, around 3 to 6. Add moderate distortion for body, and set glue compressor with a fast attack and medium release to glue the loop together. Create 2 or 3 session clip variations. Clip A1 as the original MIDI pattern, A2 with rolls and 1/32 fills, and A3 as a pitched variation by transposing slices and simpler by a few semitones. Humanize subtly with the groove pool or randomize velocity slightly, then save and apply a live groove so the pattern breathes naturally. B. Building the whine rack. Create a MIDI track named Whine Rack and load Wavedable. For oscillators, pick a bright sawish position for OSC A and a narrow sine or a slightly detuned FM voice for OSC B to add harmonic richness. Use a band pass or 24 dB low pass filter with some drive. Set the cutoff to start in the 800 to 1200 Hz neighborhood and raise resonance enough for a peak, but avoid harsh ringing. Chain these audio effects in this order. Auto filter set to bandpass or a high Q bell around 900 to 1400 Hz, then resonators or frequency shifter. With resonators, enable 1 or 2 and tune them to musical intervals in the 1 to 2.5 kHz range with a slightly boosted Q to create the whine. If you use frequency shifter, place it after auto filter and set a very small shift, a few hertz, and blend with dry slash wet for a subtle metallic beating. Finish with light saturator and an EQ to boost the 1 to 4 kHz region while rolling off unnecessary lows. Put the devices into an instrument or audio effect rack and map 4 macros. Macro 1 controls the filter cutoff. Macro 2 controls the resonator frequency or frequency shifter amount. Macro 3 controls resonance or resonator Q. And macro 4 controls dry slash wet or saturator drive for buildups. Program a simple MIDI part, long sustained notes across the loop, or a short repeating motif that plays against the break. C. Designing session view performance lanes. In session view, create 3 clips for the whine rack. W1 is the subtle bass line. No macro movement, just a long sustain. W2 is a whine sweep. Open the clips envelopes, choose device and the mapped macro 1, and draw an LFO-like sweep that rises and falls over a bar or more. W3 is stuttered and short. In the clip envelope, automate macro 1 and macro 4 for aggressive bursts. Use follow actions to chain these clips. For example, have W1 play for 4 bars then follow to W2, so the performance evolves even if you're launching scenes. Map the macros to a controller or to Live's macro knobs for hands-on performance. D. Recording the session performance into arrangement before recording. Enable the global automation arm in the transport. If automation arm is off, moves you make in session won't be written to arrangement. Set your record ready and practice your pass. Launch the break clips and the whine bass clip. Trigger the different W clips and move your mapped macros to taste. Practice controlled moves so you don't generate noisy automation. When you're ready, press the arrangement record button and perform. Launch scenes and clips, tweak macros, and let follow action clip envelopes run. Live will write whatever device and macro movements occur, while recording into arrangement has automation lanes. Record the section you want, often 8 to 16 bars, and stop. E. Cleaning and tightening automation in arrangement. Switch to arrangement view and expand the whine rack track. Show the automation lanes for your macros and any device parameters that were recorded. Use draw mode to edit breakpoints, delete redundant nodes, smooth abrupt steps, and redraw curves so sweeps are musical. If a controller created jitter, Zoom in and nudge or redraw clean curves or use grid quantities where helpful. Convert any clip-based envelopes you need into arrangement automation by making sure they play during the record pass. Otherwise, keep per-clip modulations as clip-locked. Use small exponential curves for fluid filter motion rather than many straight-line steps. Automate return send levels for delay or reverb in arrangement to give the wine old-school spaciousness on demand. F. Extra old-school tricks and advanced edits. Automate clip transposition inside the simpler slices to create pitch micro-rises on hits. And record these during your session right arrow arrangement pass so they appear as track automation. Use speed repeat map to a macro for classic DNB stutters and automate its activate or amount live. Record that to arrangement. Map a macro to compressor threshold or dry slash wet on a parallel compressor to automate sidechain amount for dramatic ducking. When you record, consider recording multiple passes focusing on different macros. Filter sweeps on one pass, resonator bursts on another. Then comp the best automation lanes in arrangement. Common mistakes to avoid: always enable automation arm before recording, or your moves won't be captured. Avoid wide, jittery hardware moves. Practice smoother gestures or use relative encoder modes to prevent value jumps. Decide ahead which modulations should remain clip-locked and which should become track automation. Clip envelopes don't automatically translate unless you record them while they're playing. Don't map too many unrelated parameters to one macro, it makes surgical editing painful. And beware over-resonating the wine. Excessive resonance causes ringouts and phasing with the break. Tame it with EQ or moderate resonance automation. Pro tips and workflow notes: constrain automation ranges musically. For the wine, work in roughly 700 to 3000 Hz instead of sweeping the entire spectrum. Use Wavedibles internal LFOs and envelopes for small continuous motion, and reserve macros for larger, performance-oriented moves. Record multiple passes and keep earlier takes by duplicating the track or using arrangement take lanes so you can comp the best lanes later. Freeze and flatten when CPU becomes an issue. Freeze preserves automation while preventing glitches. If your controller jumps when touched, use relative mode or zero the macro before moving it. Map logically and sparingly all filter elements to one macro, resonator slash shift to another, and keep a surgical macro for fine edits. When cleaning recorded automation, reduce node density and redraw smooth curves. For live passes, record slightly longer than needed so you have tails to edit. Mini practice exercise, 10 to 20 minutes, set tempo to 174 BPM. Load a 2-bar amen break and slice it to simpler slash MIDI. Build a wavedible wine with a bandpass filter centered near 1.5 kHz, a resonator tuned to about 2 kHz, and a frequency shifter for subtle metallic color. Map filter cutoff to macro 1 and resonator frequency to macro 2. Create 3 session clips: W1 calm, W2 a rising sweep, W3 staccato bursts with higher drive. Enable automation arm. Press arrangement, record, and perform a 16-bar pass. Launch scenes, move macro 1 from low to high during bars 5 through 8, and hit macro 2 for a burst around bar 12. Stop, switch to arrangement, and clean the automation. Smooth jitter, enhance curves, and add a 1.5 dB EQ boost around 2.2 kHz, automating it in for the final 4 bars. Recap and mindset: you've built a tight, sharp DNB break and a whiny wavedible rack, mapped expressive macros, designed clip-based session variations, and recorded that live performance into arrangement for surgical editing. The keys are logical macro mapping, enabling automation arm, recording focused controlled passes, and cleaning automation in arrangement. Treat the session right arrow arrangement pass like a live performance. Capture energy first, then use arrangement editing to polish and refine the wine into a clear, punchy old-school DNB element. That's it. Record a few passes, comp the best automation, and keep your parameter ranges musical. Good luck, and have fun bringing that classic wine to life.